This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 10th. As we mentioned earlier on the program, yesterday voters approved both millage questions on the ballot for the Fayetteville Public Library. So the expansion plan is a step closer to fruition. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio now is David Johnson, Executive Director of the Library. Welcome.
Thank you, Kyle.
What the message worked?
Well, it did. I think it affirmed what we in the library have been experiencing, which is that we need to grow. We're being loved to death, as we've said many times, and not only grow, but this time when we grow, we need to pay to operate and maintain what we build. So it was a good day for the library yesterday, great day for this community.
All right, so you got a few hours to relax, to celebrate. Then people are going to start saying, okay, let's see what's happening.
Next?
So
yeah.
What is next?
Well, so we're going to begin what we would consider the design phase for the expansion. So if you flash back to when Louise Schaefer was successful at the ballot box in order to get the temporary sales tax to Bill Blair, that gave her the green light to move into design. And when we do design, we really talk about community engagement. It's a time when we invite people in and say, okay, we know basically the size of the box, but what do we need to be putting specifically in the box? We have an idea. We're going to double the size of the children's library. Okay, let's start talking about exactly what that looks like. What does double that size mean? More interactive areas, more books, more DVD section, you know, just trying to flesh all of that out. So the Blair Library was built on 36 public input sessions for design. We're going to follow the same process. Look at what it resulted in last time, and I think it's a good process.
When will those start? Any idea yet?
I think we'll really start getting into those probably around the first of the year. The first couple of months here is really a deep dive into the data. A gentleman named Anders Dahlgren will be back from Myers-Shear and Rockcastle, and he really gets into how much use do you have in this little nook and cranny of the library, and then what do you see that being 20 years from now? And they kind of come up with these. It's a data-driven approach to, okay, here's what we know we need to have.
Here's the big responsibility. 20 years from now, goodness knows what we'll be checking out of libraries or how it'll be checked out. Yeah. How can you try to gauge technology two decades away?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've learned over time is that flexibility in architectural design space so that we can build a place that for 5 years will support a particular technology or material or program and then be able to flip it to something else as the community starts asking us to do different things. So it's that dynamic raised floors so that you can move furniture around and still have all the HVAC and the computer wiring there under the floor. So it's much more flexible space, and I think that's what you're going to see more of. And it's the same kind of thing we talk about with the multipurpose room, which is how can we create a space that can in the morning accommodate a banquet hall type meeting for City Hall and then be flipped over that afternoon to maybe a documentary film festival with two or three rooms. So it's just, I think, about flexibility, and that's the best way to position ourselves for the future.
Is it too early to consider how the library will be open as expansion is taking place?
Well, that's a key piece for us. If we get a quick resolution from the Supreme Court justices in Washington Regional's favor and we can go to the south, then we can do all of that expansion without any disruption to library services. If, for whatever reason, we reach a point at which that property is no longer at play and we decide to do more of a vertical expansion, then we have some little tougher conversations about, okay, how do we grow responsibly and not disrupt library services too much? We provide so much for the community, you don't want to ever take it offline. That's what makes Plan B, as I call it, less attractive to me. We can do it. We can get everything we want. It introduces a few more complications.
You mentioned going south. That's the old City Hospital.
Correct.
There's still pending litigation about whether Washington Regional can give it up.
Right, correct. Get title on it so that they can sell it to us. That one has now, the Supreme Court has decided to hear.
The state Supreme Court.
The state Supreme Court's decided to hear that case or at least review it. They will reconvene the day after Labor Day. And so we hope we're early in the agenda so that they can get a quick reading on that and come to a decision. You know, you get all kinds of legal opinions and various things, but they all seem to be somewhat consistent that they see no reason why the Supreme Court would overturn the appellate courts and the district court opinions. They were all unanimous in favor of Washington Regional, but you never know. There may be something there that none of us are seeing.
Sometimes with the state Supreme Court, there isn't a quick decision. We've seen that over the past couple of years.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, you'd like to know yay or nay at some point.
I know where you're going. Do
right.
I have a date in mind when we have to pull the trigger?
Right.
Well, I think that with the work that Anders Dahlgren's going to be doing with us through this first or as we finish out the year, I think that buys us some time because it really doesn't address exactly how do you resolve for what we need to build yet. So I'm thinking probably sometime in the new year is a critical period for us, and the decisions will be tough. The Board of Trustees will have to step up with us and make a tough call if we get there. But we're prepared to do that if we have to.
Finally, there's a capital campaign that's going to be going on too, right?
Yes, yeah. So, you know, yesterday's vote, we paid for $26 million of the expansion. We still got about $23 million to go privately fundraising. And so those efforts have begun. We've begun having some conversations. You know, we're going to look to our supporters to see here's the vision and will you partner with us as we grow?
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Kyle.
Oh, let me ask you one other thing. So there's roughly 40% of the voters who said no.
Yes.
They didn't want the millage. What would you say to them?
Please come to the library. You know, it's your library, and we try to help and provide materials for everyone across the demographics and across the city. So I would just say, you know, I don't reflect on that 40% saying we don't like the library. I see it more as we don't necessarily agree with the vision. But I do encourage everyone to come to the library and have your experience.
David Johnson is the executive director at the Fayetteville Public Library. Yesterday, voters in Fayetteville passed both millage questions. David, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.